You're listening to Remember When, a podcast that celebrates God's amazing love through the big and small moments during the last 50 years of the Church of Christ in the West. Kenneth Advincula emigrated to America with his family in 1989. His dad worked odd jobs to provide for the family. He was considered a latchkey kid.
My dad worked multiple jobs, and at one point he was working graveyard. So Thanksgiving dinner, unfortunately, my dad wasn't home because he was at work.
He was in middle school at the time. Knowing nothing about the Church of Christ or the true doctrines yet, Kenneth celebrated the holidays, but it wasn't always with his family.
What I decided to do was to go to a homeless shelter and volunteer my time there. So there was, you know, chicken, there was gravy, there was mashed potatoes, and most importantly was the turkey, which was the typical or the traditional Thanksgiving feast. And so that was my first time volunteering, and there was when I met low-income families who reminded me of my family as we were growing up. It was so exciting to see many people come together to be able to donate food, but it wasn't one of those things where they just come with food and drop it off. But people actually stayed and helped serve the food, and it showed that people were really just out there to spend time with other people and be able to share whatever they had to those who barely had anything.
That experience shaped Kenneth.
And so from there, it kind of just took off. I started volunteering in other homeless shelters, whether it was to go to a house and help them repaint their fence, or to, you know, whatever it is, I always wanted to insert myself and help wherever I can. And so growing up, I was trying to find a career that would help me give back to the community, that would help me support those who needed help. And at one point, I met a family who was devastated. They told me a story about how their relative just passed away, and they didn't know how it happened or why it happened. And so growing up, I wanted to be able to help those who were in that particular moment. So I was fortunate enough to go through my studies, and I obtained a job as a coroner investigator. So I currently work for a sheriff's office as a coroner investigator or a death investigator. And here is where, you know, I'm meeting people at their worst time of their life. You know, they unfortunately just lost their loved one. And I'm in a position to be able to help that family with picking up, you know, from that day on. You know, I help them figure out how and why their loved one passed away. And then I even go forward to, you know, how can they come to closure as far as, you know, being able to set a burial or whatever funeral plans they have for that individual.
He joined the Church of Christ in 2010, just in time to see the launch of the INC Giving Project in 2011.
And I remember the very, very first one that, or well, it was one of the first ones that were launched, was when Northern California helped with the YMCA in San Francisco. And from there, it was the INC Giving Projects were such in like the early stages, but we were able to come together and be able to help play with the kids, help teach them, tutor them, and be able to serve as role models for them and pretty much just hang out with them that day. But it kept growing from there. You know, eventually the INC Giving Projects were able to put on teacher appreciation days where every single student who's an Iglesia member is able to go back to their school and invite their favorite teachers and then invite them to the church. And the church was able to put on such a fantastic event for all the teachers who participated in the event. Not only did the church, you know, give and donate school supplies to the teachers or to their schools, but we were able to put on a show for them. We were able to reciprocate you know, how much, and show them how much our children were happy to have them as a teachers.
It's the INC Giving Project that has deepened Kenneth's belief in doing good and serving the community.
In 2013, the Philippines was devastated with Typhoon Haiyan, or Typhoon Yolanda. And I saw, you know, our countrymen in the Philippines whose houses were destroyed. They were torn apart. But yet, every single photo I saw was, you know, all these community members helping each other out. But what filled my heart was I saw so many church brethren helping everyone around them, you know, from helping them evacuate their houses to helping give them food, give them shelter. And it was such a great effort for every single one of the Filipinos back home were able to help each other out. And likewise, now what I do with my career, where I'm helping people during the most devastating time of their life, I see that every single person should be able to give back to the community by helping them in whichever way they can. And so being able to see the church have the same qualities that I was looking for as I was growing up, where I wanted to be able to help and wanted to be able to share my blessings. That's exactly what I saw in the Church of Christ. And this is why every time I see, you know, any kind of activity, whether it be, you know, the worldwide walk or, you know, any kind of project that the church inserts themselves in and helps create opportunities for our countrymen in the Philippines, that's definitely something that I would love to see. And this is why I continue to be able to participate and help any way that I can.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Remember When. Do you have an experience you want to share? Tell us. Send us a message on INC50 West on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.